Good morning and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Friday, July 17th, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. Our deep dives continue on the show, and today's player is wide receiver Jacob Cowing. In fact, we are going to be so thorough on the show that we are going to break down every single snap from Jacob Cowing's 2025 season. Okay, now that that's over, Cowing simply has never been able to get off the ground in San Francisco. In fact, he's played just 170 snaps since being drafted in 2024, and 64 of those snaps have come on special teams. Last year, Cowing looked great early on. Kyle Shanahan specifically shouted out Jake as being the most improved and most prepared player at OTAs. Unfortunately, he was derailed almost immediately, injuring his hamstring running on air on the first day of training camp and then re-injuring it multiple times during his comeback attempts that ultimately landed him on injured reserve. The big question for Cowing and to a lesser extent Jordan Watkins is whether they can show enough this year to keep a spot on the team. Fortunately, they do seem to be off to a good start. Listen to Kyle Shanahan specifically talk about Cowing and Watkins during OTAs in May.
I was really excited how Jordan and Jake came back, though. You could tell they came back. It wasn't just healthy. You could tell they've been putting work in, and coming in here in shape and stuff has allowed them to get a lot of farther ahead in these 5 weeks than just coming here to get shape. They've come here to play and work.
That is exactly the kind of start they need, because just look at the wide receiver room. It is incredibly crowded. Mike Evans, Ricky Pearsall, Christian Kirk, DeMarcus Robinson, and Daizon Stribling pretty much have penciled in jobs, so there's not much room on the roster for both Cowing and Watkins. Rookies report to training camp tomorrow, veterans report a week after that, and arguably no one has more on the line in the next few weeks than Jacob Cowing. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Friday: The Athletic has released their over-under win totals for every team in 2026. You know I'm a sucker for win totals. If you want to find out where the Niners landed and where everybody else landed, click the link in the description. One thing to watch. Yesterday, Johnny Dell and I began our two-part series to break down just what makes Kyle Shanahan's offense so good and so difficult to stop. We focused primarily on the run game yesterday. We're going to do the passing game next week, but this is a deep, deep dive with a film breakdown from Johnny about why defenses have so much trouble figuring out what Kyle Shanahan is going to do next. If you want to watch it, it's a YouTube exclusive. Again, I will have the link in the description. One thing you might have missed. Congratulations, Christian McCaffrey. He was honored as Best Comeback Athlete at the 2026 ESPY Awards. Not sure that means quite as much as his Offensive Player of the Year trophy, but let us all hope that last year was the last time Christian McCaffrey has to come back from anything. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Enjoy your Friday and your weekend, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera.
Why don't you bring ketchup?
What kind of asshole is going to put ketchup on a hot dog?
A child, Richie.
Child asshole.
This has been another 49ers Gold Standard Podcast production.